Amen and amen. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to 60 for 60 at 5 a.m. My name is Apostle Elect Ava Bethel, and we are so grateful that you have joined. For many of you, you're joining again. That's an awesome thing. So to everyone returning, welcome back. To everyone that's new, we welcome you into this space. 60 for 60 is an initiative that's designed to compel men and women into a minimum of 60 minutes with God each day. And so we break that hour into three increments of 20 minutes. We pray 20 minutes together collectively at 5 a.m. here on the line, which we are doing right now. Then we meet back here 20 more minutes at 12 noon corporately. And then our last segment of 20 minutes is on our own. Before we go to bed, we spend that 20 minutes with the Lord. And this is at a minimum. It's at a minimum. Of course, you can go longer, amen, with the Lord, and we encourage that as well. And so I want you to notice something that for those of you that have been with us this particular week, that we have been really building around spiritual governance. If you notice that we have been dealing with spiritual governance. And so today I want to continue in that same vein, want to deal with dominion. And for those of you that are new here, we ask that you go ahead and pull out your scriptures, because we like to look at the scriptures so that we can have direction when we pray. We should never go into prayer without direction from the Lord. And so that means you have to sit with him in order for you to even get direction on how to pray. I remember I shared with you all that a while ago, the Lord had, many years ago, the Lord had told me, hey, before you pray, I need you to sit. I need you to listen to what I want you to say, where I'm directing you. I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows the heart and the mind of God. And sometimes, well, I know for me, I was just jumping into prayer because that's what I was used to doing. But the Lord said, no, sit before me first. You don't even know what I desire to pray through you or speak through you. So you got to sit with me first so that you can hear what I have to say, and then you can initiate in prayer. And so this morning, we want to give you some direction as well, more direction in the same direction that we've been in all week. And that's around, centered around spiritual governance. Today, we're going to target in on dominion. So you can write that down. And so dominion, let's give definition as we always do. Dominion is an assignment from God, right? And it's an assignment that requires our stewardship, right? God created man, right, and gave man an assignment. I like to emphasize that, because although we know that, we don't always live like we are here on assignment. We live more like we are just human beings having a human experience. We're more in tune with the world system than we are with God's system, right? We say that we know that we have an assignment, but many of us don't live within that assignment. But when God created you and I, he created us and gave us an assignment. And scripture says God also gave us dominion, all right? God gave you and I dominion, but that dominion is delegated. It is stewardship inside God's world, because Psalm 24 and 1 has already established that the earth belongs to who? The earth belongs to the Lord. So our dominion is stewardship, right? Our assignment, we are stewarding over something that God gave. We didn't come up with it on our own. And then Psalm 115 and 16 is really important, because it begins to clarify our jurisdiction. It shows that God designed the earth so that human agreement and human obedience have real consequence. So it explains why prayer is not an option for us as believers. It also explains why our alignment, and we've been talking about that this week as well. Actually, not just this week. We've been talking about that pretty much the entire time that we've been praying. Alignment, right? This explains why our alignment is so important. God governs the earth through his order, and he holds us as people responsible for how we manage what he has entrusted us with. And so this is the reason why the enemy begins to target our stewardship. He targets gates because gates shape what enters and what is allowed to stay. He targets our speech because speech forms agreement, right? He targets our appetites because appetites pressure obedience. He targets our timing because timing affects our outcomes. So dominion means that you must govern what God gave you. You got to govern your mouth. You got to govern your gates. You have to govern your schedule. You have to govern your home. You have to govern your private life. You have to govern your obedience. Amen? And so we are encouraging you on today to write down what is it that God has given you to govern. Take a moment if you're not driving, and write down what specific area has God given you to govern. Has he given you the stewardship over children? Has he given you stewardship over the business realm? Has he given you stewardship over a certain gate in your community? Okay, I need you to write that down because you need to know what God has given dominion to you, a specific jurisdiction to you in that particular area. Is it in the area of marriage? Is it in the area of family? Where do you have jurisdiction in the earth? What is your assignment? Write it down now so that you know what you have dominion over. Dominion is an assignment from God, and it requires your stewardship. Write that down. What has God given you dominion over specifically? What is your specific assignment? What do you have jurisdiction over? Point number two today is authority and power are different, and the kingdom trains both. Authority is different from power, right? But we need both, and the kingdom trains us in both. Authority is permission granted by a higher throne, right? So God, of course, is the higher being, and he's given us a certain amount of authority. Okay, so authority functions as a delegated right. So each of us have been delegated a certain amount of authority, right? It is the right to represent another. That's what authority is. So God has deputized each and every one of us and given us this delegated authority in the earth, right? It is the right to act within an assigned boundary. So you don't have authority everywhere. I live in Miami-Dade County, right? And so we have police officers that are Miami-Dade County police officers. That means that the entire county, they have jurisdiction, they have authority in, right? But then we have City of Miami police officers, right? City of Miami police officers don't have jurisdiction in the entire county. They have jurisdiction in the city of Miami, okay? So then you have, you know, various other police departments within our county. You have Miami Beach Police Department. Miami Beach is in Miami-Dade County, but they only have jurisdiction in Miami Beach, right? So that makes sense. Even if you're from another city or another state, you understand that every single police department, you know, in your area does not have jurisdiction to just have authority in every single area, even in your city, right? And so it's the same with us. Authority has been given to us, yes, absolutely, but it's delegated authority, and it has an assigned boundary. And so that's what happens with people a lot of times that get in trouble in the spirit realm because they're outside of the boundary of their jurisdiction. So we want to stay within our jurisdiction. Now, power is ability supplied for execution. Power is the ability that is supplied for execution. Power is what makes the assignment effective, all right? Power is the strength that carries out what authority permits. Let me say that again, even though this is recorded. Let me say that again. Power is the strength. It's the horse that carries out what authority permits. Luke 10 and 19 shows Jesus giving authority to his disciples over the works of darkness, right? And so it speaks to what is permitted in the spirit. It speaks to what must yield. It also shows that authority can be exercised against opposition because opposition is very real. And so Acts 1 and 8 explains power as Holy Ghost empowerment, all right? And that empowerment it's not adrenaline. It is a spiritual supply that strengthens your witness. It strengthens your endurance. It strengthens your purity, your clarity, and your consistency. Even in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18, it establishes that all authority belongs to Jesus in heaven and in earth. And that means every legitimate expression of authority traces back to Christ. Ephesians 1, verses 19 through 23, it shows Christ exalted above every power, and the church joined to his headship. And so that means authority is not independent. It is exercised through union. It is exercised through submission. It is exercised through alignment. A lot of you do have power, right? A lot of you have authority. If not all of you have authority and you have power, but you want to use that power and you want to use that authority individualized, and it doesn't work that way. All of us have to submit to someone, okay? And if we're not submitting, then that means we're out of alignment. And if we're out of alignment, then that power is not going to function, all right? I want you to write this down on today. Authority flows through lordship. We talked about lordship yesterday, okay? We have to understand that authority is relational, and it flows through lordship. When Jesus is confessed as Lord, his right to govern the life, your life and my life, is then acknowledged. Luke 6 and 46 ties lordship to obedience. So authority becomes very unstable when people want outcomes from God, but they refuse his leadership. Okay, so authority becomes consistent when obedience becomes normal. Come on, y'all wake up this morning. Don't you fall asleep. Get yourself out of that bed. You shouldn't even be in the bed. Come on and posture yourself before the Lord so you don't fall asleep. Authority is relational. Authority also is, we just talked about it, jurisdictional. Jurisdiction is the scope of responsibility that God assigns. So dominion means you govern what you were entrusted with. You are responsible for the gates. You are responsible for your choices. You are responsible for your household. You are responsible for the portion God placed in your hands. Prayer teaches us boundaries. Wisdom teaches us what to confront and what to decline. Right, we don't tread in every territory. So authority is relational. Authority is jurisdictional. Authority is also procedural. There's a way that authority operates. It is exercised through the word. It is carried by faith. It is protected by holiness. It is sustained through prayer. It is strengthened through our submission. Authority weakens when our lives refuse to be supervised. You know, we want to do our own thing. We don't want to be supervised. You know, we love to say, we're grown. We don't need, no, I'm grown now. I don't need anybody telling me what to do. But that's when your authority weakens. Okay? If you refuse to be supervised, then you don't really have strong authority. Authority strengthens when our lives stay yielded. And this is why 60 for 60 is so important, because it's training authority to stay clean. You know, we hit a lot of things head on, and we hit it every day because we want our authority to stay clean. It trains our power to stay restrained. It trains us as believers to live governed before trying to govern anything else. So I want you to ask yourself, where are you trying to enforce outcomes without being submitted, without instruction, without spiritual order? And I want you to bring that area under the supervision of God through your prayer life and through obedience. Come on, let's move forward because we have to pray. I want to talk really quickly about altars. About altars, because all of this has to do with altars as well. Because altars are lawful points of exchange, right? And every life has an altar. Every single one of our lives has an altar. Altars represent how we approach, our approach to God, right? Our surrender to God, our agreement with God. Noah built an altar, and God responded to that altar. Abraham built an altar, and he follows God's instruction. Abraham lays Isaac on the altar as an act of submission to divine governance. So Romans 12 and 1 calls us as believers to present our bodies as living sacrifice, right? That's talking about an altar. Romans 12 and 2 connects it to the transformation through the renewing of our mind. So that means that the altar is expressed through a submitted life. And altars always involve exchange. Time is exchange. Attention is exchange. Desire is exchange. Obedience is exchange. A person can pray and still remain unstable when prayer is not connected to surrender. So our words alone, we come on here and we start praying immediately. We're just praying, right? But your words alone, whether in the spirit or in your native language, do not build an altar alone. Your yielding also builds that altar. And that's the reason why you see some people that they're getting results and others are not, right? That's not the only reason, so I don't want you all to be, wait, maybe that's the reason why. No, hold on. It's a part of the reason. It's not the only reason. But what we want to emphasize is it's not just in your words. It's in your yielding. Where your attention goes consistently, your altar is being formed. Think about where your attention is consistently on a daily basis. What are you always thinking about? Where is your mind? Even right now on this line, you're here, but are you here? Where is your attention going consistently? Is it always on the next thing? Is it on what you got to do later? Is it on what you got to cook? Is it on bills? Where is your mind consistently? Where is your attention going consistently? Because your altar is being formed there. Where your time goes consistently, your altar is being reinforced. Oh, God. I just said something right there. Where your time goes consistently, that is where your altar is being reinforced. So we restore our altars by restoring our obedience. I'm going to do this last one, and then we're going to pray because I really want to get into prayer on today in these regards. I want you to write this down, and we're done. We're going to pray. God's supervision is the proof of his lordship in your life. God's supervision is the proof of his lordship in your life. I sent this to my leaders the other day. I sent a bunch of different, as they were coming to my heart, I sent a bunch of different sentences to them, phrases around God is not your God if. And so God is not your God in the operational sense if he can't supervise you. If God can't supervise you, he's not really your God. Luke 6 and 46 ties lordship to obedience, right? Romans 6 and 16, it teaches that obedience reveals rulership. I'm giving you scriptures to substantiate what I'm saying. I don't want to just say anything out of Ava. I'm telling you what the Lord is telling us. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. It calls for acknowledgement in all of our ways, right? all of our ways. Jeremiah 10:23 teaches that man is not designed to direct his own steps. All right, so we have an understanding. So supervision is God's government over our lives. It is God shaping our decisions. It is God correcting motives. It is God restraining impulses. It is God interrupting patterns that keep a person bound. Supervision does not begin when a person asks God for a miracle. Supervision begins when a person yields their will. And prayer is where supervision is received. Prayer is where the heart is searched. Prayer is where the soul is trained. Come on. Prayer is where instruction becomes clear or clearer. Prayer is where obedience becomes possible. So I need you, before we pray, come on, identify one area where you are requesting outcomes while resisting instruction. I want you to put it on the altar because we're praying now. If you've been asking God for something, but you've been resisting his instruction, or you've been partially obeying, even after 60 for 60, I don't even know where we are right now. I haven't counted today. But even in whatever number we are on, if you have been requesting something from God, but you still want to do it your way, you're resisting the instruction that he's giving you, put that on the altar this morning. And ask for supervision. Ask him now. Release yourself to the Lord and say, Father, you are my supervisor, and I shall obey your instructions, the instructions that you give me. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you this morning at 5 a.m. with reverence. We acknowledge, O God, that you are God. We acknowledge, God, that you are Lord. We acknowledge that you are God over our lives, that you govern over us, and you given us governing power in the earth. We thank you for calling us into 60 for 60. We thank you for building a discipline around our altar. We thank you for teaching our spirit how to come under order. We thank you for training us to seek you early. We thank you for strengthening our inner man so that our outer life follows your rule. Father, we are repenting not only individually, but collectively for every form of misgovernance. We repent for our selective obedience. We repent for delay. We repent for pride that resists correction. We repent for decisions made without prayer. We repent for words spoken without restraint. We repent for appetites that have ruled us. We repent for allowing emotion to become our guidance system. Father, forgive us this morning for treating prayer as a crisis response. Forgive us for only seeking you after damage has already occurred. Forgive us for ignoring your instruction and then asking you to repair what obedience would have prevented. We yield our will to you again. We yield our schedule to you again. We yield our mouth to you again. We yield our gates to you again. Father, establish dominion in us as stewardship. Teach us to govern what you placed in our hands. Teach us to govern our homes. Teach us to govern our relationships. Teach us to govern our time. Teach us to govern our bodies. Teach us to govern our thoughts. Teach us to govern our speech. Teach us to govern our choices with sobriety, Father, and with wisdom. Father, we ask for your authority, and we ask that it remain clean. We ask for authority that remains restrained. We ask for authority that is exercised, Lord God, lawfully under Christ. We reject every desire to move ahead of your instruction. We reject every desire to force outcomes. We reject every desire to speak without supervision. Father, teach us the dimensions of authority. Establish authority in our relationship with you. Let our confession of Jesus as Lord, become visible through obedience. Establish authority in our jurisdiction. Show us what belongs to our assignment. Show us what does not belong to our assignment. Give us wisdom to govern our portion with faithfulness. Establish authority in our procedures. Teach us how to enforce your will through the word of God, through prayer, through holiness, through alignment. We pray today, God, that you would supply our power, oh God, that with power that matches our obedience. Supply power that sustains consistency. Supply us with power for purity, power for endurance, power for restraint, power for witness, God. Supply us with power for courage. God, supply us power for intercession, God. We need power for accountability. We need power to finish what you have assigned to our hands. And God, as we close this prayer on today, God, we're praying, God, that you would restore the altar, that you would restore the altar of time, that you would restore the altar of attention, that you would restore the altar of surrender, that you would restore the altar of obedience. According to Romans 12, God, we present our bodies as living sacrifices, God, on the altar again. Let our life, oh God, be placed on the altar daily, God, for you to consume us again, for you to renew our minds, for you to purify our desires, for you to reorder our priorities, for you to remove double-mindedness. God, we pray, God, that you remove spiritual negligence, Father, that you would remove hidden agreements that compete with covenant. Father, we receive your supervision today. Come on, search me. Come on, search me, Father. Correct me. Direct me. Restrain what needs to be restrained, God. Interrupt what needs to be interrupted. Close every door open through those disobedience. Close every door open through offense. Close every door open through compromise, Father. Close every door open through prayerlessness. Close every door open through uncontrolled speech. In the name of Jesus, we renounce every counterfeit authority in our life. We renounce every pattern of control. We renounce manipulation. We renounce pride. We renounce bitterness. We renounce rebellion. We renounce lust. We renounce fear. Come on. We renounce confusion. We renounce the desire to be sovereign over our own life. God, we declare on today that we are aligned with the model of Christ. We are led by the Spirit of God. We establish, God, that we are supervised sons in the name of Jesus. Let us return in the power of the Spirit with clean hands and a pure heart. Let our authority serve your purposes and your purposes alone. Let our power remain submitted. Let our lives produce kingdom outcomes that reflect your order. And we seal this in the matchless name of Jesus as we commit to the altar that we are building through 60 for 60. We commit to your supervision. We commit to your alignment. We commit to your stewardship. We commit to disciplined prayer that produce a governed life. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Somebody shout amen on today. If you are in agreement, if you are in agreement, not just with your lips, amen, but with your whole body, with your whole being, say amen to the amen on this morning.
Amen.
God, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We agree with you, God. That's what we're saying. God, we agree.
Thank you, God.
We agree.
I agree with God.
We agree on today.
With
hallelujah. We are in agreement. I heard Prophet Zaporia say yesterday, I agree with God. We got to agree with God. We got to agree with God. Now, listen, before I open the line, I want to just say this because as I was praying, the Lord brought this thought to my mind. I, for those of you that know me, you know I love skincare. I love skincare. Love it. I have a whole cabinet filled with just nothing but skincare. But here's the thing. Anytime I use a new skincare product, I promise, like the next day or even the same day, you know, depending on the potency of the skincare, I literally see the results. Literally. Why? Because it's new. It's being introduced to my skin again. And so anything that's new to the skin, it's going to absorb. It's going to really, you know, you're going to really see the results. But what happens over a course of time is when I continue to use that same skincare a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, my skin gets used to it. And it doesn't work anymore. I'm not seeing the results that I saw when I first started using it. So I have to do something else in order to get my skin to react again. Why does God keep repeating himself? Why does he keep targeting certain things? Why does it seem like, my God, we keep touching on this? I mean, can we move on to something else? And then for some of us, we start feeling like, I can't do anything right. But that's not why God keeps keying in on that. He keeps keying in on that, not just there may still be some residue there. There may be another layer that needs to be addressed. Absolutely. But he keeps targeting in on that because once we get used to a thing, we can sometimes go back to our old ways. We see this all the time. We get pumped up, and then we go right back to our old ways. Somebody cuts us off in traffic, and we right back fussing again. We right back cussing again. We just got through praying at 6, and by 8 o'clock, we've already resulted back to our old ways. And God keeps hammering to keep that present before, keep it fresh on the altar of our hearts. So never see God reiterating something to us as just redundancy. Oh, God, you keep repeating yourself. Thank him. Thank him that he keeps us fresh, that he keeps fresh fire on our altar. Even though he may be targeting the same thing in a new way, thank you, God, that you keep so I can keep that before me. So I'll never forget. I don't want to misgovern anymore. I don't want to be selective with my obedience. Keep that at the forefront of my mind so that I obey you all the way. So I don't delay again. So I don't resist your correction. So I don't keep coming up with excuses of why I can't do or why I don't do. Keep it fresh on the altar of my heart. Let that be your posture every day. Don't get frustrated with God because you don't want to hear it again. I open myself up to hear whatever you want to tell me, God, because God does not have to speak, but he is a speaking spirit and he loves his children. And so he speaks to us because he wants to keep us in the know. He wants to keep us fresh. He wants to keep us in a position where we're always yielded to him because it says those that obey will eat the good of the land. And he wants you to have the best. So the line is open. You can come forth. It's Friday, y'all. Are y'all excited? It is Friday. Amen. It's a new day. Thank God for this February 6th. 2026, amen, the sixth day of February, we are here, amen, in one of the greatest months that it was ever established, amen, the month of February. Yeah, I'm biased, amen. Come forth, y'all, come forth.
Grace and peace, everyone. This is PIT Cam. Thank you so much, Apostle, for this prayer today. Oh, God. God, literally, I love when he moves. I love when he speaks. This really speaks to his pattern, why he repeats himself, why he enforces. I'm one of the ones guilty. Like, God, why do I keep having you saying the same thing and I'm still here? Because it's exactly that. When the dust has settled, we'll go right back, and so he has to enforce it. So literally, it becomes a part of our DNA. It becomes a part of how we move. And so I'm just like, oh, God, I literally was saying this in prayer. God, keep me even after March 6th. Keep me in your pattern. Keep me disciplined and fine-tuned to you, to your ways of what you want for my life. I don't want to just be one who does a thing because, you know, my apostle's calling, you know, and God is mandating for us to be up at 5 a.m. We were saying that at Bible study yesterday. No, are you coming because you love him? You're coming because you want to obey him, because sons obey. And so this blessed me so, so, so much. I don't have much of a testimony, but I do have a God, I thank you. I agree with God on today. So thank you, Apostle.
That is absolutely amazing. Amen. I love that. She said, I don't necessarily have a testimony, but I've got a God, I thank you in my belly, in my mouth. Amen. And I love that. Amen. And you're absolutely right. we as leaders, yes, there's initiatives that the Lord speaks through us. The Lord, not us, but the Lord speaks through us. And so when he gives us a mandate, it's not an option. He's the one calling us to 60 for 60, not me. Amen. I may be the leader in this particular space, so this is the jurisdiction that God has given me and the authority that he's given me, but I'm not the one who called us together. God called us together, and when we come here or we go to our Bible studies or we go to church or whatever we're doing, it should be out of love because we love God and we want to be in every space that he is in. We want to be in every place that he has called us to. Amen. So thank you for bringing out that point on today. Anyone else that would like to come forth?
Amen. Good morning. Grace and peace to each and every one of you. I particularly love this this teaching that you released to us this morning, Apostle, specifically because it helps us to understand protocol and it helps us to understand our identity as those who are believers, but not just corporately, individually, so that we can remain in what I would deem a safety net, and we're not trying to function or operate in a jurisdiction or take on an authority that don't belong to us, but we're confident with the grace of God and our metron and what he's given us to do, and it helps us also to remain obedient to the assignment that he's given us for a collective work. And I always say that if we all know and we're all confident in the authority, the dominion, the jurisdiction that he's given us in, and we function right there, then we can be a better body. And so I thank God for the reminder to remain confident in him and who he's given us to be. I'm one that is called to the realm of the soul, and I'm consistently teaching people about authenticity, not just in a natural sense, but first and foremost in the spirit. You know, who are you in the spirit? Who has God given you to be? What has he given you to do? What is your metron? What is your authority? What is your dominion? What's your burden? You know, what's your mandate? Stay there. Stay there. Don't try to do what he hasn't given you to do, because then you open up yourself to be a target in deep waters and shark infested waters, if you will. So I thank God for reminding us today in his own way, protocol, but also confidence in who he has given us to be and what he's given us to do. And so I am grateful for this morning, and I agree with God.
Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Prophet, for coming forth on this morning. Amen. Will there be another on today?
Grace and peace, everybody. This is Apostle Fash. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the mandate of 60 for 60. I just want to tell this testimony. I know a lot of times when we do tell testimonies, we're telling them of things that are, you know, more tangible. But a testimony that I have is that my encounter with God has increased since we've been during this 60 for 60, just an increase of relationship, increase of closeness, an increase of encounter, and I'm just grateful for just, you know, a leader that can hear God, that can actually release such a mandate to help us stay in a place of alignment. So I'm just grateful overall for the mandate and the testimony of an increase of closeness and relationship and encounter with God. And I agree with God. I agree with the word that went forth today. And I thank God for all that he is doing.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. If you're doing anything and there's no increase, then we should check that. And so all of you, even though the increase may be different, you know, some may be having more dreams. Somebody may be having more visions. Some people may be getting more clarity, or it may be more than one thing that you're experiencing, but you should be experiencing something. Closeness, nearness. You know, instead of you worrying, you're going straight to prayer. I had to redirect myself a couple of times yesterday where something was challenging me internally, but I kept saying, okay, God, I'm going to go back here. Now, okay, God, I'm going to go right back here. I'm going to be right here with you. I'm going to put my focus on you and not that situation. I kept redirecting myself. Even that in and of itself, there would be times where I would just sit there and ponder on the problem, just sit there and just think about the challenge, just sit there and just remember, I can't, you know, the nerve of them. I'll just keep going on and on in my soul, just replaying. And now I'm saying, no, I'm not going to replay that. I'm going to look to you. I'm going to look towards the hills from which comes my help. I'm going to look to you. I'm going to focus in on you. Let me take this time to sit before you, God, and recalibrate myself. That is something that we all must do. Just because a person is a leader doesn't mean that they're not challenged during the day, each and every day. So we all need this, and we should see increases in our life. So thank you so much, Apostle Fash, for sharing that with us on this morning. Anyone else, please feel free. Come forth.
Peace, grace, and peace. This is Denitra. I just have to say that this was a timely teaching, even when you just said redirecting, because I believe it was the day before yesterday, something did happen, and it was really bothering me to the point that I couldn't even sleep. So what I did, I took out my Bible. I read. I studied. And by me replacing that and redirecting my focus on God and in prayer, nothing even mattered anymore. He is definitely putting in place his systems. I just thank God, because he truly loves his children. He truly loves us. And in order for him to keep bringing up the same thing, he's telling us to subdue the flesh, get it under subjection, and, you know, realign with his will and his way, and everything else will follow through. So I just thank you for this teaching. I thank you for your obedience. I thank God, and I agree with God this morning, because he is amazing, and he knows what's best for us, and I thank God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for sharing, Denitra. Hallelujah. We just bless him on today. Amen. And we share those same sentiments with you, mighty woman of God. Anyone else that would like to come forth on today? The line is open to anyone that would like to come. We love to hear these new voices coming through.
Morning, Grace.
Good morning,
everyone. I'm just thankful to be on the line today. The Lord is good. I thank God for his teachings on today. I know you to be truly a woman of God that clearly hears from the Lord. I'm thankful for the teaching on today. It pointed out so much, even stuff that I'm going through in my own life, the reinforcing and the redirecting. So, it was truly an honor to be on this line today. Actually, this was my second time able to get on. But every time that I do come, I'm always blessed. Every time that I step my foot inside Miami, I am always blessed. I just thank God for you and the teachings that he give you, because you don't get that everywhere, I tell you. It's hard to go places now and to be taught just the way that you sit down and teach the word of God and just allow God to have his way in you and through you and only be spirit led. It's a blessing. So I'm just here to let you guys know that you are honored to to have the woman of God as your leader, those that may sit under her, and maybe those that's just connected to her. Amen. It is a blessing. She is truly a sent one. So Sent Miami is truly God's. That's something the Lord did, and that's something the Lord gave, because you don't have too many people that sent by God. But I can truly say that Apostle Ava Bethel is sent by God. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much. My God, as you were talking, my eyes were welling up. I really appreciate the encouragement, and I say that, and I accept that with humility, because it's no goodness of my own. I often say that if there's anything good in me, it's all God. There's nothing good in Ava, but anything that is good that comes from me, God did it. So I thank you this morning for your words of encouragement and towards me and even towards the citizens of St. Miami. Thank you so much, and we're glad that you're with us. Is this Shanika?
Oh, this is Mika. This is Ty's mom.
Ty's mom. Okay. All right, you sounded like Tanika. I love you, woman of God. Thank you for being on the line with us this morning. Amen. Okay, anyone else? Come on. You can come on this morning. I know we're trying to get out of the house, right? Some of us are trying to get out and get to our jobs. Amen. I'm getting ready to get to this gym. Anyone else, please feel free to come. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, we thank God for all that are here today and that was able to make the 5 a.m. We will be right back here with PIT Cam at 12 noon. Amen. Who's going to pray us into another dimension of prayer. Amen. At 12 noon. And then we will be back here. God's will. We'll be back here tomorrow morning. Remember, this is 7 days a week. This is not just on the weekdays. We are here every single day. It's 60 consecutive days and 60 minutes of prayer. So we hope that you will join us. Just continue to join us. Amen. Every time, you know, set your alarm, you know, to get up, or set your alarm for noon if you're able to get on, because I know some of you are not able to get on at noon. But you can always go back and listen to the replay by going to our website, which is www.sentmiami.com. And Sent is spelled S-E-N-T, Miami, the city of Miami.com. You can go there, just click on more, and it'll drop down 60 for 60, and you can access our replays, and you can listen back. If there's something that's not there, it's because we forgot to record on that day, but for the majority of the recordings are there and available for you to listen to. And we also want to, we are really, really close, we're just days away, actually, to our year three of establishment at St. Miami. We are coming into 3 years. Next week, we'll be 3 years old. And we are so excited. We're still babies, right? But we're growing, and we've been here for 3 years by the grace of God. And the Lord has really been allowing us to do a great and special work here in the South Miami area. So come and celebrate with us. And, you know, it would just be like so apropos that we will be ordaining two elders on, two pastors on that day, and that is in the personality of Elder Pastor Renita Smith, and then also Elder Pastor Cameron Watson. Those two will be ordained on that day, and that's how we're celebrating. Amen. We're celebrating with ordination. Glory be to God. We are celebrating because we are ascending center, and we want to get people trained up and ordained in their offices for those that need to be ordained in an office, but for the ones that they don't necessarily they're not necessarily set in an office. We are here to train. That's why we're here. That's why the Lord sent us here. That's why you get the teachings, because that's the mandate on our house, to teach and train a brigade of visionaries and voices for the world. Now, you may not go, and you may not go all the way to Fiji, or you may not go to Czechoslovakia, right? But the world that God has called you to, we want to make sure that you are excelling and that you are trained in that area. So that's the mandate that we play in the body of Christ. All right, I'm going to let you all go, because I'll talk forever. But know that I love you, and we bid you more grace. God bless you.
More grace.